Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We've got your week 6 waiver wires and Trade That Dude coming up next on 4th and Flex.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Not much, man. You know, another week down in the books. What a crazy week it was. A lot of great players going on IR. Scary things. But that's why we're here to help you fix your lineups and get the guys that you need to fill in for those guys that fell out.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. And I'm just going to go ahead and apologize now. We got some construction going on upstairs. So if you hear some banging going around, that's them. So I apologize ahead of time. But we got some waiver wire ads coming up. But before we get to that, we got to hear from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Look, guys, Thrive Fantasy right now is doing a special Columbus Day super bonus 100% instant deposit match up to $500. New users only. Guys, there. If you go down in the description, man, if you're a sports bettor and you enjoy these type of things, man, Thrive Fantasy is for you. They've got league pick'ems. You can go against people. You could go against yourself if you like those over-unders. It's good stuff. Check out Thrive Fantasy. Use our promo code 4thandflex. You're going to get, until Monday, at least a $500 deposit match. Man, you can't beat that, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Make sure you guys use promo code 4thandflex to help out your boys over here. But Thrive is awesome, man. I've been using it since we got signed up with them, and everything I've had is just great things. You know, I won $10 off of a $0 bet, and they got pick'ems even, I figured out, and I've been picking them all over the place. I mean, it's pick'em city, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thrive Fantasy. Check them out. But it's time to get to what's on the wire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is on the wire? We're going to go ahead and pop this thing off, starting off with our quarterback waiver wire pickups for this week. Going to get it started with your guy, Gardner Minshew. Look, he's 4% rostered in sleeper leagues. In relief of Anthony Richardson last week, who is going on IR, which means it's Minshew magic time, baby. So Minshew last week, like I said, Richardson in relief of him, 11 of 14. He went 155 yards. I think he's a great super flex play. He's going to be just a game manager. And I think it also gives the wide receivers on the Colts a boost. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I like Gardner Minshew a lot. You know, this dude, every time he comes in, he's pretty consistent. You know, he's one of the better backups in the league. So I think with this team and the receivers options that he has, I think he can produce enough for you for a super flex position.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Go out, get you Gardner Minshew.
But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad. You know, it's tough out here on the waiver wire right now for quarterbacks, but Bryce Young had a pretty good week. 25 of 41 for 247 yards and 3 touchdowns. He did throw 2 interceptions, but what can you do with a rookie quarterback outside of CJ Stroud, of course? If he's out there, go get him. But Bryce Young, I think, can suffice on some bye weeks in the super flex position or for guys that are just really hurting at quarterback. I think he's looking a lot better out there. And with Adam Thielen and that connection is really stepping up, I think you can get some work out of the quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That Adam Thielen, the Adam Thielen of it all. I love Bryce Young as a grab, maybe in super flex. I'm sure if you're in a regular quarterback league, you have better options. But I love Bryce Young as an ad this week, Trey.
No doubt.
But let's go to the next guy on our quarterback waiver wire list, and it is Sam Howell. Like I've been saying, Sam Howell is the guy for a while now. It's 36% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 37 of 51 for 388 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Sam Howell over there, doing his thing. I mean, the first half really looked rough. I was getting nervous because I had to play him because of in a super flex, and my guy was on a bye, so I had to play him, and I got nervous. But your boy came through in the second half and really started to kill it. I think you get Sam Howell, and he can help your team out.
Yeah, man, Sam Howell and the Washington Commanders haven't looked the best, but he's producing for fantasy. So just because the team isn't winning games doesn't mean they're not fantasy relevant. I think this guy could be a fill-in for you on bye weeks and things of that such.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I love Sam Howell, this kid. I think with a little more work, I think Sam Howell is going to be a quarterback in this league for a long time.
And jump into our last quarterback waiver wire pickup, and this is probably my least favorite on the list, but it's worth a look. Tyrod Taylor, the guy jumped in after Daniel Jones got hurt and threw 9 of 12 for 86 yards, and he was three rushes for 14 yards on the ground. If Daniel Jones' neck has him out, Taylor will take behind center this week against his former team, Buffalo. So he might have a little something to prove. I think he might be a good filler in for you if you're really struggling at quarterback.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Superflex, I definitely see it. Tyrod, I mean, has had many opportunities to be a starter in this league. Injuries have always seemed to hold him back. So I think the teams saw something in Tyrod, and maybe you could see something in Tyrod for your Superflex leagues.
No doubt.
But yes, sir, that is the quarterback waiver wire pickups for this week. Week six, baby. Week six, we are moving right along this year, buddy. Moving right along. Let's go ahead and pop in our running back waiver wire ads for week six. And I'm going to pop us off right away with our boy, Deonta Foreman. Welcome back, Deonta Foreman. We saw this guy do incredible things for us last year. 14% rostered in sleeper leagues. He's been a healthy scratch for 4 weeks now. And this is due to Khalil Herbert going down. I think Deonta Foreman, behind the rookie, Roschon Johnson, who I think if is out of concussion protocol, is going to do big things. Deonta Foreman can help your team out. He's going to get on the field. And he's got them fresh legs, man. He's got them fresh legs for you.
Yeah, when we watched Deonta Foreman play a little earlier this year, he looked good out there, man. I mean, he was pushing downfield, and I know it's going to be kind of a split with Roschon Johnson, but either one of these guys I think is going to be relevant enough for fantasy. I think it's going to be a pretty even split. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I like Roschon Johnson a lot, but Deonta Foreman is not a bad pickup either.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
We're moving on to our next pickup, and this guy is probably available in every league that you have. And that is Amari DeMarcado, okay? And you're like, who is that? Well, James Conner has been moved to the IR, so he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. And Amari, sorry, I'm thinking Amari Cooper, but it starts with an E, so it's a little different. But Amari is going to be the next guy up and probably get a majority of the work back there. You know, they are really lacking at running back, but Amari come in. When James Conner went out, had 10 rushes for 45 yards and a touchdown and caught one of three targets for 12 yards. So not too bad, even being back up and not even playing a full game. So I think this dude is definitely going to get some work. I'm in like seven leagues, and every one of the leagues I'm in, I put in a claim for Amari. I think he's going to be a great filler for the next 4 weeks.
Absolutely, buddy. With James Conner going on IR, I love Amari. Amari. Coming in, and I almost said Amari, too. I'm messing it up myself. I see him coming in and really doing something for this Cardinals offense. We know James Conner was doing his thing, so the offensive line is blocking. So I think Amari could get in there and do it, my friend. Yes, sir.
No doubt.
But let's move on to the next guy on our list, and we kind of talked about him a little bit already. That's Roschon Johnson, baby, the rookie coming out of over there. Look, 49% rostered in sleeper leagues. He's an electric rookie, man. I'm telling you, the reason Deonta Foreman had that healthy scratch tag on him was because Roschon was playing so well. I could see him getting about 65% of the snaps over there and doing very well with Deonta Foreman getting the other 35% of that. Don't you think, buddy?
Yeah, I definitely agree. The only thing I worry about is Deonta Foreman getting the goal line work, but I think Roschon's the type of player that can break away and get his own touchdowns. So.
Absolutely. This rookie is electric, and I think he's going to, beat concussion protocol and get in there and do his thing, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. Moving to our last running back waiver wire pickup this week. And this is more of a stash than a start. But it's Jordan Mason. The dude was 10 rushes for 69 yards and a touchdown with Elijah Mitchell out. And he's looking a lot better than Elijah Mitchell in that backfield. I think if CMC gets hurt, Jordan Mason is going to be the guy to step in and take over. I mean, the team has just not really showed that they care about Elijah Mitchell. He got hurt anyway. And Jordan Mason came in, had 18% of the snaps in this game. And he looked good out there, man. Every time he got the ball, he was almost running for a first down almost every time. I really like Jordan Mason as a stash right now. I mean, if you're like me, you probably don't have a lot of fab dollars left in the leagues that you're struggling in. And go ahead and get you some Jordan Mason now while no one's thinking about it, just in case Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. And you can start him in a pinch because he's getting a little bit of work regardless.
Absolutely, buddy. We saw him in that game last night, man. When he got his chances, he was taking them, man. Jordan Mason, I think, could be a really good stash for your team, Trey. I love the call with Jordan Mason.
No doubt.
But that is our running back waiver wire ads for week six. Time to pop over to them wide receiver waiver wire ads, buddy. I'm going to get us started on the list here, man, with your boy Joshua Downs. Okay, Joshua Downs, look, 27% rostered in most leagues, 6 catches for 97 yards last week. He led the Colts in receptions and yards. Even better with Minshew coming in. Like I said earlier, I think the wide receivers are really going to benefit from having a veteran presence there, someone who knows to get the ball down the field other than your dude over there. So I like Minshew coming in and helping him out, Trey.
Yeah, definitely. Joshua Downs, you know, showing that he's a very competent receiver on this team. And Gardner Minshew is that quarterback that's going to be a game manager, but he's going to pass the ball quite a bit because that's what he does. He's not really a running quarterback like Anthony Richardson. So he's going to get out there and he's going to pass the ball. And Joshua Downs seems to be the go-to guy right now.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir.
I'm moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad. It's got to be Curtis Samuel. 6 of 7 for 65 yards and a touchdown. It's looking more and more like Samuel is the 2 over Jahan Dotson. I mean, he's gaining more and more work each week. I think he's very flexible this week against Atlanta. I'm loving Curtis Samuel and the way he's producing out there.
Absolutely, buddy. Curtis Samuel, man, I like what you said, how he's looking more like the number 2 over there instead of Jahan Dotson. I really love Jahan Dotson, but it just seems like Curtis Samuel, with being that veteran there, he knows how to beat that man coverage and get open. And Sam Howell, the Sam Howell needs that, man.
No doubt.
Let's move on to the next wide receiver waiver wire ad. And it's a guy that's already been on this list before. And that's we're just trying to remind you again to pick up Josh Reynolds. Okay. He's 54% rostered in sleeper leagues. Last week went 4 catches for 76 yards and 1 touchdown. He's caught at least 3 passes in 4 of the last 5 games. Amon-Ra was not there last week, so that you got to kind of take that into consideration. Maybe temper expectations if Amon-Ra does come back, but if he doesn't, you got to pick up Josh Reynolds.
No doubt. And I think Josh Reynolds is a stash regardless if Amon-Ra comes back or not, mm-hmm. because he has been getting a lot of work in this offense. Jared Goff looks great. This team's offense is producing just like we thought they would in the preseason. I mean, they're just putting up points all over the place, and they're not all going to Amon-Ra. So I like Josh Reynolds a lot, man. Great pick.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
But moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire pickup, it's got to be KJ Osborne, man. You know, I think everybody knows especially if you're a Justin Jefferson owner, I mean, Justin Jefferson went on IR with the hamstring injury. So that means KJ Osborne's got to step up. I mean, he had 5 for 9 for 49 yards. His catches, yards, and targets in this game were all season high for him. And that's what Justin Jefferson got out. So, his work is going to drastically increase at least for 4 weeks. Now, I don't know if he's going to be the 1 or the 2. Either way, you want this guy on your team. Kirk looks for him in the end zone. So expect touchdowns and expect a big increase in volume.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, KJ Osborne, man. But he's had his moments where you thought maybe this guy could be a good flex spot in your teams. With Justin Jefferson out, I feel like you have to grab KJ Osborne, man. If he's on the wire, go get that dude.
Definitely.
But that is the wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 6. Moving on to the big fellas, the tight ends, Trey. I'm going to kick us off with the first guy on my list, and that is Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas has been awesome. Really good player this year. 22% rostered, still 22% rostered somehow in sleeper leagues. He went 9 of 11 for 77 yards and one touchdown. He's playing 79% of the snaps, Trey. He was the lead receiver on the team last week, man. And, I mean, every time Sam Howell needs somebody, Logan Thomas is there.
Yeah, man, I feel like Logan Thomas is the tight end waiver wire pickup every year. I mean, every year he's out there because he gets hurt constantly. But when he plays, this man plays his heart out and puts up points for fantasy. I mean, his health is a big concern. But if he's healthy, you start him. And so go out and get you some Logan Thomas, put him out there and set it and forget it until he gets hurt.
Absolutely, absolutely. He has been staying healthy, man. And that was really the big fear with Logan Thomas, man. If he continues to stay healthy, this guy will produce for your team.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire pickup. It's got to be Adam Trautman, baby. He had 3 for 4 for 26 yards and a touchdown. He's operating as the Broncos tight end one with Dulcich on IR. Dulcich has been activated to return, but they play on Thursday. I don't think Dulcich is going to be able to return in time. I think Adam Trautman is going to be a great stream this week. They have Kansas City. He should be targeted heavy with the way Kansas City puts on people. People like to target their tight end, a lot of check downs, you know, big scary defense on Russell Wilson. He's going to be checking down quite a bit. I think Adam Trautman has a great game Thursday night.
Absolutely, buddy. I can see it, man. Adam Trautman, that dependable guy that Russell Wilson needs. Get Adam Trautman on your team. I like it. Moving on to the next guy on my list. Welcome back, Dalton Schultz. Welcome back to my team. Dalton Schultz, 44% rostered in sleeper leagues, and I think that's because everybody dropped him after those few bad games he had, man. Me being one of those people. He went 77 catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. He's had a touchdown in back-to-back weeks. It seems like C.J. Stroud is starting to realize that Dalton Schultz is somebody he can depend on, man, and if C.J. Stroud can depend on him, you can depend on him too. Help your team.
No doubt, no doubt. Dalton Schultz, man, finally showing up for us. You know, we knew this guy was great. We knew this team would be great for him. It just didn't start out like we wanted it to, but it's starting to take off with C.J. Stroud kind of getting more comfortable and sliding into that position that we knew he'd be great in. And Dalton Schultz coming in and getting those receptions, man, I love to see it. I love to see the touchdowns. Dalton Schultz is a monster. Go get this dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I should have kept that dude, really, to be completely honest, my friend.
No doubt. I should have kept Devon Achane. Now he's on IR, so it doesn't really matter. But ouch. I dropped him the day before he went off.
Oh, would have been nice. Would have been nice, my friend. Would have been nice.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire pickup, Tyler Conklin, man. 4 for 5 for 67 yards. He's had 4 or more receptions for 50 or more yards in 3 of the last 4 games. It's not going to be crazy, but it's the 10 points you're looking for. Go out and get you some Tyler Conklin.
Absolutely, buddy. Tyler Conklin is a good stream this week, I think. He's remaining relevant. He's on your fantasy teams, man. He's in that, what was he, like 12, I think, rated tight end?
Yeah.
Sitting at 12, man, and I know that's not a big jump, but Trey says it. You get 10 points out of him, you should be happy.
No doubt. I mean, there's a lot of these tight ends that people are streaming, you know, or that are having amazing weeks, and the following week they're putting up goose eggs. But Tyler Conklin's staying consistent. So if you need consistency at tight end, it's worth a look.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. That is our waiver wire pickups for week 6. We got some bangers in there for you. A little bare, though, I got to say, on the wire list this week. But that's all right, man. We're going to make it work, ain't we, Trey?
No doubt.
All right, so done with that. Now it's time to move on to Trade That Dude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trade That Dude. We're talking about guys you can get, guys you can let go of, and guys you need to go and pick up right now. Trey, who you got for us this week on Trade That Dude?
So my first guy on Trade That Dude is Dallas Goedert, and I've got him as a sell high, okay? This dude was the tight end one on the week. This is not going to continue. It just happened to be how the game script played out. Now, I'm sure he'll have a couple more great games this season, but you cannot expect him to be tight end one every week the rest of the season. Right now, he is way high up there. Go out and sell you some Dallas Goedert. Get you a nice tight end match with maybe some more bench room because you've got all these injuries, and make it work for your team.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Goddard, man, I mean, it hurts. It hurts so bad because I had such high hopes for Goddard coming into the season, man. It's just, it's a shame, buddy, that he's even on this list.
No doubt.
This week for my trade that dude, I got Drake London. And you're going to sell this guy high because Drake London finally showed up and had a good showing this week. Desmond Ridder seemed to get him the ball. I just don't think that this is something you can depend on every week. You can't depend on Drake London to be that guy because he hasn't been at all. Again, I could say the same thing Trey said about Goddard. He's probably going to have a few good weeks, but predicting when that week is going to be is just not something I feel like bothering with, Trey.
Definitely not. No, I like it. Get rid of some Drake London. Go find you something more consistent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The next guy on my trade, that dude, this is a guy that you need to go out and get. He's had a couple rough weeks, but he's a great wide receiver. He's on a great team. I think his points are going to go back to where you want them to, and that is Olave Garden, Chris Olave. Couple rough weeks, man. Really probably a lot of fantasy managers are questioning him. So go out and throw him a trade and see what they won't bite on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it, buddy. I like it. Let's see. Michaels, what's up, dude? What's up, bro? What's happening?
What up?
Haley popping in. Sup? Sup, Haley? Thanks for popping in for us. Oh, yeah. Chris Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Let's go, Chris Fox. Anybody else on your list this week, buddy?
Yeah, I got one more on my list this week, and this is probably going to shock a lot of y'all, but I'm sure you've heard a little bit of the hoopla about it. I think Justin Jefferson is a sell. I think you should get rid of Justin Jefferson. You're already going to get rid of him for 4 weeks. I think you should get rid of him for the season. Right now, his value is probably the highest it'll be all year going forward, because Justin Jefferson did not get the kind of contract he was looking for. It's a contract year. He's hurt. He could stay hurt a lot longer than 4 weeks based on contract negotiations. Kirk Cousins is also in a contract year, and it doesn't look like they have come up with anything for Kirk Cousins yet. This team is 1-4. They might be tanking for the first draft pick and get them some Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams' favorite receiver is Jordan Addison. That connection there. I mean, this is all hypothetical, but I'm just saying that Justin Jefferson waiting for a contract, what's the motivation to get him to come back and play when he can just really make sure he's healthy before he comes back?
Hypothetical indeed, but man, does it make sense, Trey. Justin Jefferson, I mean, it makes sense perfectly, Trey. I love the way you laid it out there, man. It all seems to work out, man. If you think you could handle letting go of Justin Jefferson, and listen to your boy Trey over there with his advice.
Look, I mean, if you're undefeated and you've got Justin Jefferson, you know, maybe hang on to him. But if you're a guy that's struggling already and Justin Jefferson just moved to your IR, why not ship him out and try to get some great pieces to the undefeated guy or the guy that's only lost one game? Take some of their pieces that are helping them win, and you get dubs while Justin Jefferson sits on your IR, you know?
Take them dubs, my friend. Take them dubs. Makes sense, and you know that you're going to get a lot of value out of this guy, even though he's going to be missing the next 4 weeks. There are people that will sit on that and love it and get rid of some good stuff for it, Trey. So I like it. Trade that dude this week. Got some good ones for you. Got some good ones. Now it's time for the gag bag. These are people that we are done with. We are dropping them like they're hot, throwing them in the gag bag. What do you got, Trey, for us in the gag bag this week?
So my gag bag this week has got to be a quarterback who has been terrible this year, has produced like been 18, 28, 17, 19, 24. These are the finishes he's getting on quarterback. People drafted him as a top 12 quarterback. That is Dak Prescott, baby. Ooh. Throw him in the gag bag.
Dak Prescott. Yeah, man. He just, you know what? He's being a safer quarterback. He's not throwing interceptions, but it's not helping us. It's not really helping the team that much. Dak Prescott, throw him in the gag bag. Beautiful, beautiful. Got any more gag bags for us this week, Trey?
Not me.
No gag bags this week for your boy right here. No gag bags. But now it's time to move on to Trey's top three defenses this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These are just some defensive streamers that you can go out if you're streaming defense. You don't have already a solid D locked in. These are some people that are probably available on your waiver wire. You can go out and grab up and stream this week. And I'm starting in no particular order this week. All these guys are kind of about the same for me. It's kind of hit or miss. Not a great week for streaming defenses, but Dolphins versus Carolina, I think is a great stream. I think the Dolphins have shown that they can do well on defense and offense. And Carolina, you know, you got Bryce Young, threw two interceptions this week. I think the Dolphins are going to put up some points for defense, so go get you some Dolphins. The second one on my list has got to be the Raiders versus the Patriots. Obviously, the Patriots have been terrible. And so you go out and get you some Raiders defense. And the last one has to be the Rams at the Cardinals. I know the Rams defense isn't the best, but the Cardinals have not looked the greatest. Joshua Dobbs, you know, just kind of figuring things out. And the Rams have been on fire. So go get you some Rams this week.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely love it. Trey's top three defenses that you can stream this week. By popular demand, somebody asking for it, so we give you what you want. Now it's time for Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. This week, we've got the Broncos at the Chiefs.
Over-under for this game is 51.5 points. Vegas has the Chiefs picked to win by 10.5. I like this to be a closer game than 10.5. I don't think it's that big of a blowout. I do think the Chiefs get the dub, but I don't think the Chiefs blow out the Broncos.
I want to pick the Broncos so bad, Trey, but you know I'm going to pick anybody against the Chiefs. Anybody I think could have a chance. I think the Broncos put up a good fight. But I just don't see the Chiefs losing in this game, buddy. So I'm taking the Chiefs also with the dub this week.
Yes, sir.
But let's go ahead to some Broncos starts in this game. I'm starting Russell Wilson. I think him playing against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, he's going to elevate him to a whole nother level, which makes me want to start Cortland Sutton. Also, Adam Trautman, who we talked about on the waiver wire list, I think is a good start this week. And I just seen that Javonte Williams was a full participant in practice. If he plays, I got to be honest, I don't like starting him. I'm staying away from Javonte Williams for sure. Now, Jaleel McLaughlin, this guy, if Javonte doesn't play, I love starting up Jaleel McLaughlin. People can run the ball against the Chiefs. So throw Jaleel McLaughlin in there as well, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. And I just want to say Samaje Perine is not going to do anything spectacular. You're always hoping for a touchdown. But without a touchdown, you're going to get 8 to 12 points. If you're really struggling, you need to fill in. I had to use him, here and there. But, it's 8 to 12 points. If you don't have nothing else, it's worth a throw in.
Absolutely, buddy.
But moving on to our Chiefs starts and sits. Obviously, you're starting Mahomes. Travis Kelce, you got to start this dude up if he's playing. He did have a limited practice today, but this is a Thursday night game, so it's a quick turnaround. If he's not playing, Noah Gray is going to be, and I think Noah Gray's a great start in this matchup. You got to start Pacheco, but I am not starting any of the wide receivers on this team, Marquez Valdez, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. If I was any of them, it would be Rashee Rice, who's had the best year for a receiver for the Chiefs, and he's not even a top three wide receiver on the depth chart.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I like it. Rashee Rice, I did call starting him last week. He didn't do amazing, but he did get a touchdown. I got to ask you, do you think if Kelce doesn't play, do you think the Broncos have a better chance to win this game?
Oh, yeah. No, if Kelce doesn't play, they could shock America, and come out with a dub. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A little redemption for Sean Payton.
Yeah, and he needs it, buddy. He needs it. Broncos and the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. Glad we got a good one coming up, buddy. Glad we got a good one. Let's see. We actually got a dynasty question in the comments, man. Before we wrap this thing up, let's help out our buddy Chris. What's up, guys? Dynasty Superflex. I'm currently in first. I was offered Tua, Mike Williams, Javonta Williams, and Cade Otton for Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, and Hunter Henry, and Sam Howell. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, I see the want in the guys you were offered. I mean, Tua's great. Mike Williams, Javonta Williams, Cade Otton, all younger guys. You got some older guys with Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Hunter Henry, and Sam Howell. But, the thing is, when I look at this, yes, Dynasty is about getting young guys, but also you want to win every year. Mm-hmm. And guys like Mike Williams and Javonta Williams, I don't care how young they are, they cannot stay healthy. So I would keep what I have with Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Hunter Henry, and Sam Howell, and ride it out. You know, you've got your draft, your rookie draft. You can get other guys. Don't punt yet. You're undefeated, it says. You're currently in first. Whether you're undefeated or not, you're in first. Ride it out with the guys you got, because you've got a win now team, and that's what you want to do.
Absolutely, buddy. I really, the only ones that really jump out to me, even in Dynasty, is Tua and Cade Otton. And I think Cade Otton has later on, you know, a couple of years down the road, I think could be a really, really great tight end. And Tua, of course, you want to get you a piece of that Tua action. But the Mike Williams and Javonta Williams, I could take it or leave it. I'd rather have Mixon and Stephon Diggs on my team, even if they only have a few less years to be great.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Lude, agree. Thanks. No problem, buddy. No problem. Anytime. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to your boys if you have not already. And another thing you can do is join our Patreon. It's officially launched. We're helping y'all out with your teams. You'll get in a chat with your boy Trey and me, and we're going to help you with some one-on-one advice. Really get in there and dig deep with some guys that are obsessed with this game we call fantasy football.
No doubt.
And as per usual, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, we do. We do got merch. We do be having some merch, Trey. Get you a shirt, get you a hat, get you something with our logo on it. Go down in the description, find the link. And again, don't forget to check out Thrive Fantasy for those sports betting lovers that we have watching the show right now. Again, I'm going to tell you one more time, man, up to $500 deposit match for New Year's only. Another thing down in the description. Check out Thrive Fantasy. I promise you, you're going to have some fun there.
Make sure you use promo code 4thandflex on Thrive. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any final thoughts? Week 6, buddy. What you got anything for the guys out there?
Man, you know, some of my leagues, I'm killing it. Some of my leagues, I'm struggling. I got one league where I'm 1-4, but guess what? I'm coming for the playoffs, baby. Don't sweat it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tingly popping in the comments saying, Ayo.
Ayo.
Sup, Tingly? I love that name, Trey.
Yeah, give me a little tingle.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out. Skirt.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex. And on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.